Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of all sizes. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Change channels and you'll never see your dog again. Found you. You can run, but you can't hide.
You found him again, Garfield. Don't fight me. You're going to get a bath.
Yeah, I know I'm a rat. That's what happens when you eat as much cheese as I eat.
Odie, you are going to get a bath, whether you like it or not.
This is better than television.
Now, if you'll just stay out of the dirt, I won't have to do that again.
I'm all set. Let her rip. Let's see if John did it right. Soak in warm water. Use no bleach or iron. Drip dry. Most people don't know that dogs come with washing instructions.
I don't like washing Odie any more than Odie likes being...
Are you sick and tired of washing your dog, pooch, hound, or mongrel? Well, you need the Schlock-O-Laundromat, the world's only computerized dog washer. The Schlock-O-Laundromat will wash, bathe, cleanse, sponge, swab, and spin dry your canine. Just dress your doggy in the Schlock-O-Laundromat collar. It senses when your pooch is in need of a bath, and the Schlock-O-Laundromat goes to work. The patent-pending dog dirt detector activates the laundromat. It seeks, seizes, and gingerly bathes your pup, all without you soiling your little pinkies. That's the Schlock-O-Laundromat. Approved for poodles. Call this number to order yours today.
I'm calling. At last, it's here. This won't hurt a bit, boy. Now, every time you get dirty, the machine will sense it and clean you up. Garfield, give it a test.
This is for science.
Gee, I hope I connected it right.
I love it.
Well, I guess it works. I'm going to buy more soap.
You have no idea how much I enjoy watching that.
And Odie, keep clean, or the laundromat will wash you again.
Yes, Odie, keep clean, or the laundromat will wash you again. I always keep a bucket of mud just off camera. Doesn't everyone? Oh, my. Look how filthy Odie has gotten. Odie needs a bath. Hey, you've got your hobbies, I've got mine. Oh, I can't take much more of this. Odie getting washed. They ought to make a series out of it. I'd watch. I smell a chili dog on an onion roll with relish and hot mustard. Indeed. Odie, how semi-considerate of you. Thanks. That was adequate. Oh, I even got some on myself. It's scientifically impossible to eat chili without wearing it. It's a good thing I don't have one of those collars like... You know, Odie, this washing thing isn't as funny as I thought. No, no, you mustn't wash a kitty cat. Couldn't I just have a sponge bath? Do we have any styling mousse? Yeah, I guess it was a rotten thing to do to you. But let's analyze whose fault this was.
Guys, I'm home! And I bought pet shampoo and fur conditioner and doggy bath salts and... Guys? Guys? Put those down. Guys, this isn't funny. Guys? Guys? No, 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 don't. Oh, put that mud down. Oh, no, 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 whoa, whoa! No, no, oh, stop it! Unplug it! Help! No!
Come on, Odie. Let's go play in the mud.
Stop! Ah, oh, I'm clean! Help! Help! Turn him off! Oh, help! 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 Help!
Orson, what's a quickie?
It's a short joke.
I don't like jokes about being short.
Well, it's not a joke about being short, Booker. It's a joke that is short.
No, but couldn't you do a short joke about someone being short?
You could even do a long joke about someone being short.
And that'd be a long short joke.
Enough already. A quickie is a joke that's only 45 seconds.
Heads up! Shucks, I never found out what a quickie was.
Good morning. Today we're going to discuss something near and dear to the hearts of us all. The animated cartoon.
Cartoon? Oh, I love cartoons. Where's the cartoon?
Right here. This is a cartoon.
Where?
Here. Us. We are in a cartoon.
I thought we were in a farm.
Well, this is a cartoon farm. You see, there's a cartoon house, and a cartoon sun, and a cartoon tree, and a cartoon cow, and a...
Was that a cartoon joke?
Sort of. The great thing about cartoons is that you can go anywhere in a cartoon and be anything you want.
In my case, any place and anyone would be an improvement.
Cartoons are terrific. I'm sure you will agree. You can be anyone or anything.
it happen. With danger we can flirt. Drop pianos on a friend? Don't fret, he won't get hurt. Or anywhere in the universe, to the farthest galaxy. Come back down, put your feet on the ground or on the bottom of the sea. Up, down, over, around, twisted, stretched, and flattened. Fast, slow, stop, and go. Thin down and then fatten. Cartoons are terrific, no matter where you roam. But I think that I should tell you, we're trained professionals, so don't try this at home.
Well, you just need to learn some of the basic rules of being in a cartoon.
Such as?
Well, for example, in a cartoon, you never fall until you realize there's nothing under you.
How's that?
Yeah, watch, and I'll show you. In real life, if you were to run off a cliff, what would happen?
You would fall down and go kersplat.
Correct. However, in a cartoon, you don't fall until you realize you've run out of ground. Observe.
Oh, I'll get you, worm! Hey, that's not fair!
Now, you notice how there's nothing under him, but since this is a cartoon...
Oh, he won't fall until he notices. I get it! Uh-oh, he noticed!
Yeah!
You see? Now, in real life, you can get seriously hurt falling off a cliff.
Tell me about it.
Gee, Orson, tell me more about life in cartoons.
Okay, here's your next lesson. In a cartoon, whenever something scares you, it is required by law that you do a take.
A take?
Yes. What you just did, your reaction, that was a take. You've done lots of takes on this show, Wade. Here's a brief medley of them.
Yeah, a monster! Yeah. Me, a bug! Yeah, a cheese sandwich! Gah! The Kloppman Diamond!
Actually, there are many kinds of takes. For example... When you look once, and then you look again and react, well, that's called a double take. A popular way to react to bad news is the spit take.
Hey, Roy! The barn's full of hockey pots and your goldfish ran away!
But my favorite is the extreme delayed reaction take. Observe.
Boom! Monsters that look like bottles of dishwashing liquid are invading from the planet Clarion!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, like jingling all the way in. Oh, dishwashing liquid.
Oh, no, man!
The current record is 11 months, 6 days, 14 hours, and 21 minutes. But the most important part of any cartoon is the chase scene. And in any cartoon chase, it is required that you do this joke. Then the chaser chases the chasee down the road.
I'll get you, you worm, you!
Now, the next thing to know about cartoons is that...
Say no more, friend Orson. I know all about being in cartoons. I am a cartoon expert, indeed.
Well... Shall we see if he's learned the basics? Mr. Cartoonist, sir, could I borrow a pencil? Thanks. Now, for those of you taking notes, I'll summarize. There's a double take and a spit take. And a full take and a chase take. And here's the running off the cliff joke. Now watch as he notices there's no ground under him. A mid-air take and a bye-bye. So, now you know everything.
Come on, Orson. Time to watch Garfield and Friends.
My favorite show. Well, I guess that covers all the basic jokes in cartoons.
Including that one.
It sure is great to be back at the Polecat Flats Dude Ranch, huh, boys?
Hope the food's improved.
Well, dye my britches red and tie me to a Brahma bull if it ain't John Arbuckle.
Cactus Jake!
Yeah, him again. He's the only guest star the show can afford.
Still a mighty sharp dresser. You can take the cowboy out of the West, but you can't take the West out of the cowboy, huh?
Quaint Western expression.
Well, what's new around these parts?
Our new owner.
Hubert E. Pengel at your service.
He's from back east. Had one of them highfalutin college degrees.
I hold a Master of Equine and Saddle Sciences.
An MESS degree?
And boy, is he ever a mess.
Now, allow me to show you our new modern ranch equipment.
Excuse me, I want to stop in the cook shack for a quick 7-course meal.
Sorry, that's for ranch hands only.
Where do I sign up?
Here you see the livestock motivational vehicle for herding cattle and horses. And this is our equine hygiene booth. Its robotic arms take care of every horse grooming task.
Horse wash. I wonder if they have hot spray wax.
Oh, not again. Head for the high ground, everybody. It's volcano.
Are there volcanoes in Polecat Flats?
No, but someone's erupting.
What a time to be without my rope.
Use the livestock motivational vehicle.
How do you start this darn thing?
Where's Odie? Odie, get out of there.
Get, you rut's tail hammer-headed crowbait offspring of a sneaky low-down sidewinder. That outlaw Mustang is a nuisance. We ain't had a moment's peace.
What's he after?
Them new herd of mares we just got in.
Oh, I get it.
See, you're not the only one who'll do anything to get a date.
All you had to do was press the start button. You are so old-fashioned.
Now, wait just a goddamn minute.
There is no place for old-fashioned on the modern computerized ranch. You are fired.
But, well, if that don't beat all. I appreciate the ride into town. I guess there's no room in the modern West for an old cowboy like me. Gotta find another line of work.
This could be trouble, folks.
Any experience in shoes, Jake?
Oh, I know all about shoeing.
Good. Then you can help that lady.
What can I do for you today, ma'am?
I'd like to try this on, please.
Well, you come to the right place. I'll have to heat this shoe up in the forge and then nail her on. If I heat this up and pound on it some, it'll fit perfect.
We don't hot shoe the customers.
I guess I messed up, huh?
This is a big town, Cactus Jake.
Right, there are lots of other jobs in this town you can lose.
to pick up my son, Buford?
Coming right up, ma'am. Scrappy little feller, but I hog-tied him for you.
It's like you said, you can take the cowboy out of the West, but you can't take the West out of the cowboy.
I belong on that ranch. Wonder if there's any way to get that city dude to give me my old job back.
Have you considered begging?
Help! Help!
Sounds like something bad's happening.
Cactus Jake, help me! Volcano returned! I attempted to catch him with that livestock motivational vehicle!
Don't worry, I'll... I get it.
These guys need all the help they can get.
I'd help you, but I don't work here, remember? You fired me!
Well, you are unfired! With a raise! Now save me!
Gotta be a way to handle a love-smitten Mustang.
They say the way to a horse's heart is through his stomach. At least somebody can get fed around here.
It's my pal Shorty. A better cowboy ain't been born yet.
Shorty!
Job of horse wrangling, Shorty.
A nice shower should cool Volcano up. See? Cleaned up, they love him. There's even hope for you.
You have a job for life, Cactus Jake. I guess there are some things machines just can't do.
I suppose you're right. I reckon I owe you a whole heap of thanks. And Shorty, where's Shorty?
You mean Shorty? I didn't see which way you went.
I've got a new old Western saying. You can take the cat out of the lasagna, but you can't take the lasagna out of the cat.